This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, who is backed by the United States and about 50 other nations. Guaido's followers met in the city of Los Teques near Caracas, while Maduro supporters gathered in the center of the capital for what was billed as an anti-imperialist rally. Protests came a day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid in the inflation-racked nation and will begin the process within 20 days. Arab leaders said Sunday that they would seek a UN Security Council resolution against the U.S. decision to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and promised to support Palestinians in their bid for statehood. As Ed Uranian reports for VOA, that was one of many topics discussed at that meeting.
Arab leaders discussed the key topics facing the region and their own countries in the televised session of the annual summit Sunday in the Tunisian resort town of Carthage. Arab media spoke of discord over several key issues after Qatar's leader Sheikh Tamim and Jordanian King Abdullah II left the summit early.
Ed Uranian reporting for VOA. Comedian and political novice defeated incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine's first round of presidential elections, according to exit polls on Sunday, leading the two candidates into a runoff election. Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of the president in a televised comedy, was projected to win 30.4% of the vote. This is VOA News. Voters who were not given the chance to take part in Congo's presidential election because of the Ebola epidemic and violence cast legislative ballots Sunday amid continuing resentment. Residents in eastern Congo cities of Beni and Butembo were not included in the January presidential vote. At the time, government officials said the decision was made because of Ebola, although the current outbreak remains a threat, with the number of cases still increasing this past week alone. President Trump is moving to cut aid to a trio of Central American nations whose citizens have been fleeing north toward the U.S. border. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department has told Congress it's looking to suspend aid payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week,
meaning that the Northern Triangle countries to do more about not allowing their people into Mexico. They can help us. We need them to do that. If not, it makes very little sense for us to continue to send them aid.
But Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. should be focused on helping Central America,
where three countries are dissembling before our eyes and people are desperately coming to the United States. The president's cutting off aid to these countries will not solve that problem.
And the president is again threatening to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could create economic havoc on both sides. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The British Parliament is planning another round of votes to find an alternative to Prime Minister Theresa May's separation agreement with the European Union. AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
As May has seen her Brexit deal rejected in Parliament three times, not even promising to resign was enough to pass the deal through the third time around, although the final time the agreement did fail by fewer votes, 58. Justice Secretary David Gawk told the BBC the government would need to consider very carefully the will of Parliament, though he didn't pledge to support any plan lawmakers might back. Amid reports May is planning a fourth vote on her withdrawal, Gawk said May is reflecting on her options. Karen Chamas, London.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is taking criticism as he tries to address an accusation by a former Nevada state legislator that he inappropriately kissed her in 2014. And Pope Francis on Sunday defended his decision to refuse to accept the resignation earlier this month of a French cardinal, Philippe Barbarin, who was convicted of failing to report sexual abuse allegations to police. Francis, who spoke with reporters on his return from a two-day trip to Morocco, said that a final decision wouldn't be made until the appeal process was completed. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.